Hi.
What's going on?
I am actually just getting out of a relationship with someone I thought I was going to marry. Ooh. And I'm trying to figure out ways to deal with it other than starving myself, which has been what I've turned to for the past 5 years.
Well, if you starve yourself far enough, I think you die.
Yeah, I've had a few close calls. I have been hospitalized a couple times for complications with it. So
was it fun?
Not exactly. You know, it's not something I'd recommend or even something that I think is a smart decision. It's just...
it's hard.
Yeah, it's what I first run to.
Maybe one of the ways we can tackle this, there's many ways. You've had counseling before. I know you have.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What's a couple of things they said to you in counseling that stuck with you?
You know, there really wasn't anything that ever worked. I mean, honestly, I think that most of what counseling was for me is being able to lie enough to get out of doing it. Because I think I wanted so much to believe that I was okay and that I didn't have a problem. So I think that counseling was almost a complete waste for me. Because
if you really don't want to get help.
That was the problem. Mm. I think at this point in my life, I am ready to get help. But for years, I was kind of forced into trying to get help. And that it's one of those things where if you're not ready to get over it, then you're not going to.
That's right. Well, you know, this time around, you might die.
Yeah, that's what scares me.
Well, Steph, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking there's a guy out there for you that's going to really love you.
I sure hope so.
But it's tough to love a corpse. Yeah. I know that sounds cold, cruel.
No, it's not. It's blunt. It's honest.
It's also true.
I know it.
All right, well, no one can keep you from dying, Steph.
Well, nobody but myself.
Yeah, that's right. No one can force feed you enough to keep you from dying.
No, and I mean, I completely agree with that. So I think now the main struggle is just trying to find some way to deal with it other than something that will make me self-destruct eventually.
Yeah, well, you need to get into therapy and mean it this time.
That's probably true.
Yeah, there's no probably to that. If you could have made it on your own, you'd have done so a long time ago.
Yeah, so.
Well, Steph? This is a decision one 19-year-old woman needs to make alone.
I think the decision has to be that I'm going to get well or I'm going to die.
That's right. Well put. You can't do it on your own. You don't know how to do it on your own. There are people who will help you if you want help. Think about it, Steph. It's only your life.